Okay, here we're doing this yet again, one more time.
Okay.
So here it is, it's David and Vicky, and we're just driving down the freeway.
95.
Down 95, finally through that traffic that was awful. And finally the AC is working after about an hour and a half. And we're going to a wedding.
Jean Marie Davis and Emerson Fazekas up in Jersey near Philly.
Very exciting. And we were just talking about misconnections, and we had this great story about our friend Stuart. Why don't you just open it? First of all, Stuart is our friend, and oh, that's our GPS telling us. Stuart is our friend, and he's about a million feet tall, and if you saw him in the club, you would know, and he likes sparks, so he frequently has sparks tongue.
Yeah, orange mouth. Kind of sweaty sometimes.
Yeah. And then he takes off his shirt. So that's how you would really know him.
He's got a lot of things going for him. Very recognizable.
He's a lot of fun. So anyway, this one time, Vicky was looking at the misconnections on Craigslist.
Well, I actually was on my phone, and I saw it said, to the tall guy at DC9 dancing on the speaker. And so I was with Stuart. We were at a pillow fight in DuPont Circle. And I was like, oh, Stuart, you have a misconnection. And we thought, like, someone wanted to hook up with him. We thought it was, like, everything was going well. Like, you know, someone spotted him. He could possibly have a date. But then you click on the misconnection.
Yes.
And that's not what it was. It opens up and it said, you pushed me off the speaker. F you. But Stuart replied to the misconnection.
Yeah.
With an apology, asked the guy wanted to go to drinks. No reply, no response. We thought it was really funny, so did everyone else at DC9. So they printed out the misconnection, put it on the wall. It was a good laugh. A week later, Stuart's dancing on the speaker, and who comes up but the guy who posted the misconnection? And they start talking.
And he comes up, he's like, I was there that night. Like, he's like this little guy.
Very tiny.
And
put him in your pocket.
Yeah, and like, at first it was kind of like, he was like, joking a little bit, like, hey, like, asshole, but all of a sudden, you know, then they're kind of, like, you know, hitting it off a little bit.
A flirtatious, like, love-hate type thing. And, well, they went home together, they ended up hooking up, but, actually, during the middle of the night, Stuart had thought that someone's purse was our friend Joffrey's purse, so he took it, but it wasn't Joffrey's purse, it belonged to a girl who worked at the bar, so some of the bartenders called Stuart and asked him to return the purse. But the guy was actually still sleeping, and Stuart didn't want to wake him. So he left the apartment and borrowed a shirt and borrowed some money.
And let's just pause for a moment. Why would he need to borrow someone's shirt?
Because he had lost his own.
Right.
Because he takes it off.
Right.
Okay. Get them
straight. So he comes to brunch.
Yeah, with the borrowed shirt and also more money that he's taken or borrowed from this stranger who he had pushed off the speaker a week before. It's a nice shirt from Urban, green and white plaid. And so we take lots of pictures at brunch because it was like, whatever. And the guy is like, you know, just, I guess he sees on Facebook the pictures and he just thinks that Stuart has the same shirt as him. It's like, oh, this guy that, you know, I used to hate, like, does enjoy, like, the same taste as me. Like, oh, we must really be getting along.
Then later, you know where this is going? Another misconnection.
He does his laundry. And, you know, is like looking for this shirt because I guess he's leaving out of town and sees that Stuart has taken this shirt and then proceeds to write Stuart a very nasty email.
Oh.
About how.
I think here, kids, is a lesson about the misconnection. If you meet someone when they push you off a speaker because they're drunk and have their shirt off and you come up to their armpit and you say, fuck you, the misconnection, if you hook up later, you might run into a problem like this.
Yeah, you might literally be fucked and have some other things.
You never know.
Good times, though. Good stories.
Really good story.
Good laughs.
So we just have a few more seconds here. What else is on your mind, Vicky?
I'm really just hoping the air conditioning continues to work for the rest of the drive.
Let's pray for the AC.
The back of my dress is pretty sweaty right now.
You don't want to see... Actually, I did a little changeover. I came into the car wearing pants, and, like, quickly I realized, like, wow, I feel like I'm wearing a sweater.
And mittens on my feet.
So I did a little change up in the traffic and changed it into shorts.
It's not like I didn't have time or anything. Stuck in a lot of traffic.
Anyway, we'll see.